Today's show is brought to you by BodyLab USA Holistic Health and Wellness Fairs.
Welcome to the Being Curious Show. I'm Brian Mariani, founder of No Shift Own.
And I'm Kelly Wagner, publisher of Edge Magazine. Our show is about curiously connecting teachers and seekers on a wide range of topics in a safe space. Few topics will be off limits, and we have some amazing guests to share with you.
Our intention is that our conversations will spark your own curiosity to create a life that lights you up and inspires you to be kind, thoughtful, open-minded to yourself and others.
We are on AM 950, Sundays at 2 p.m. and all podcast platforms. So, Brian, what are you curious about today?
Oh, I'm so excited for today, Kelly.
I know.
We have a real treat today, and we're always loving to try new things and experiences, and it really is our goal, it's our intention that these conversations actually move you, really inspire you, shift you into a place where you take action on something that you've heard today. And Kelly and I are actually going to not talk as much as we usually do today, which will be
refreshing for some.
And we are going to create an environment for us to experience a session, a healing with our very special guest today, Khatri Sipala. And it will be something that we really hope resonates over the airways. Certainly if you're listening on radio or podcast, if you're watching this on Facebook, it'll be even more exciting to see Khatri do everything. She's going to do it all live in her studio. And we also just want to share our gratitude for everyone who's listening out there and, you know, leaving us comments and rating the show. You know, that really helps us stay present to what you're enjoying and what's not working. Because again, this is what's most important for Kelly and I is that we're creating conversation and environments that do inspire, that do move you into a new opening for self-care or healing or knowledge. And so, Kelly, what's got you excited today?
Okay. So Khatri is with Ethereal Reunions. Did I say that right? I don't say anything right.
Ethereal
Reunions. Ethereal Reunions.org, by the way. And she works at integrating healing tools into your daily life through past life regression, QAHHT, mediumship, Reiki training, and more. And today we're going to experience the more, and I'm really excited. But before we jump into that adventure, which, by the way, the format of today's show is going to be really interesting. We've kind of like an intro, and then Khatri is going to do what is called the Ultra Works on Brian and I for segment two. So it's going to be a 30-minute Ultra Work session. And really what I believe with my clients, and I know Brian feels the same way, and you can just stop me if you don't. But if I won't experience something, I can't recommend it to others to experience it as well. And for us to be open and vulnerable on the airwaves, trusting Khatri and her gifts and abilities just shows how special she is. What an amazing soul in the world, right? Absolutely. Because believe me, there's people we meet and we're like, oh yeah, that sounds cool. Okay. Tell us, what's your website?
We've had people on our show that say things, and Kelly and I will message each other and go, so we're talking about that after the show.
Yeah.
Did you hear what that person just said?
Right. So we are, and by the way, Khatri and I had a pre-show interview actually yesterday, and was very, very respectful and wanted to make sure that Brian was open to what we're going to do. So there's a lot of ceremony and respect and just all of these beautiful intentions for this. So, oh my gosh, you guys, we're already at 3 minutes left with segment one. So what I want to do is, Khatri, welcome to the show, and please tell us about you.
Thank you so much, Kelly, and thank you, Brian, for having me. Well, I am a mother of seven children, one in spirit. I have two sets of twins. So I have two 10-year-olds, two almost 14-year-olds, a 15-year-old, and a 22-year-old. So, you know, never a dull moment. I am a special education teacher out of college and had kind of a couple of years, this past 5 years, of just kind of healing work and healing my family, healing myself, really working on clearing out the traumas of my life and realizing just how much trauma I really had, because kind of when you're in it, you just don't even know how clouded you are. And through that process, I really uncovered the gifts that were always there. And after my divorce, I really started to step into them. And then I just, it was just an amazing journey of learning to trust myself again. And so I love to share my healing journey. And so that's what really got me started, is just wanting to share the tools that I used to love myself again, to heal my family, to come back to center, and then teach others how to do the same. I mean, I'm definitely a teacher at heart. So I was a special education teacher. I went to University of Minnesota Duluth. Out of college, I taught in Hawaii, on the Big Island, which was definitely an adventure. And so then actually this Ethereal Reunions was started during the pandemic. One of my children had a concussion and had a 6-hour neuropsych eval, and I made the website and began.
That's amazing. So, and you're going to be doing what's called the Ultra Works on Brian and I in the next segment, and you're going to be using your crystal bed to, so give us a little bit on the crystal bed. It's what's behind you, by the way, everyone.
Yes. So this, so you can see it maybe a little better. So this is the Quantum Resonance Crystal Healing Bed, and it works with 7 different types of energy transmission. It works with light, sound, magnetic, crystal, orgone, scalar waves, and adjustable frequency. And so what this bed does is brings your body into a state of homeostasis so that your body can heal itself. Your body does know what to do. We've just been told it doesn't. So this bed can assist with removing energy blockages, opening and balancing chakras, harmonizing emotions, allowing integration of higher frequencies, and then, of course, assists in healing. And so when you lay on this bed, if you were here in my office, the whole thing vibrates, and then you wear headphones, and there's binaural beats and scalar waves coming through the crystals at top.
Oh my gosh, you guys, that was fast, like really exciting. Okay. We are here with Khatri, etherealreunions.org. We're about to go get the Ultra Works in the next segment. Kelly and Brian, Brian and Kelly, being curious. We'll be back.
Hello and welcome back, everyone. This is the Being Curious Show. I'm Brian. That's Kelly. We have our amazing guest, Khatri, and we are going to get right into a session with her. We've kind of teed that up in the first segment here. And I don't know about you, Kelly, but I've been preparing for this. I've been thinking about it and meditating on it and really doing everything I could do to be prepared for this time. And so I am going to walk the talk of this show. I'm going to be very open. I'm going to be curious. And I'm excited to jump in. Any last thoughts, Kelly, before we start?
Well, it's funny. So yesterday was my day of self-care, and I went and saw my intuitive chiropractor, my dear friend who's a crystal healer and my mentor. So I dealt with a mind, body, spirit, and got all the floodgates open for you, Khatri. So this is going to be exciting.
Thank you.
Khatri, the floor is yours.
Okay. So Kelly and Brian, you may set your intentions throughout this session, because that's how the scalar energy, you can think of it as energy potential. So it's there for you to set your intentions. I have a little picture printed out here of Kelly and Brian. So I'm going to go put them on the bed.
Brian, we're on the bed together.
You're on the bed together.
We won't tell the other owner of the Edge magazine.
No, we won't. He actually would like it. No, I'm just kidding. He'd be like, good for them.
All right, so I'm going to begin.
I'm already feeling it, by the way.
I bet you are, because you're underneath those lights. So the first level is going to be releasing of demons, entities, contracts, shackles, devices, implants, trackers, vows, curses, hexes, cords, trauma, addictions in all ethereal bodies and DNA from all past lives, and on an ancestral level across all space and time, and on a multidimensional cellular level. Also, I will post angels in your home, your car, your yard, your work to cleanse and clear all the space so that when you go back into it, you won't have anything mucking up your vibration. And then it will, those angels will also raise your vibration and your space to level above. So I will do the first level.
For people that don't know about distance healing, this is a beautiful example. I can completely feel what she's doing.
So I'm working very closely with angels, ascended masters, archangels, and source. And so they're assisting me in clearing all of those things, because I was doing it one by one and it took a really long time. And what they do is just give me a red light, green light scenario when that level is finished. Okay, that level is finished. Now I'll be doing the root level, which will be releasing of shame, despair, fear, cleansing of the blood, removal of all toxins and heavy metals, soul fragments returned, bathing, infusing, rebuilding all ethereal bodies and auras with red light, as well as chakras activated, open, and balanced. I'm beginning the root level.
I keep seeing scrubbing bubbles.
And normally I would take an hour and a half, you know, to do this, but this is kind of but I have done it in as little as 15 minutes. So when I ask my guides and my spiritual entourage to assist, they can help me do it in smaller amount of time, which I really appreciate. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. All right, that level is done. The next level is the sacral level, where it will be releasing anger, lack of self-worth, self-doubt, hopelessness, self-loathing, lack of self-forgiveness. This is where there'll be an ethereal colonoscopy if needed. Of course, opening and activating and balancing chakras, bathing, infusing, and rebuilding the bowels and all ethereal bodies and auras with orange light.
My guides just went, do a double on this one.
This one almost always takes longer for everyone. So
I kind of have that feeling.
Yeah, we have lots of baggage in that department. Mm.
So, Brian, what are you feeling during this time?
It was really interesting. The first level where we were getting rid of hexes and jinxes and demons and all of that, I actually sneezed.
Yeah, you did.
And that's awesome. I know from my history lessons that sneezes were a sign of releasing the devil other spirits, which is why they said, God bless you.
Oh, I never knew that.
I didn't know that. That's really cool.
So that was very interesting. Clearly, I've got some stuff.
Well, not anymore.
Not anymore.
It's like, not anymore. You sneezed that one out.
So that was really powerful.
Oh, that's
and cool. For anyone that's ever maybe been in a sauna or one of those, what do they call them, Kelly? Like a red light bed or, mm-hmm. you know, things like that. It feels that way.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We're done with the sacral level. Now we're going to do solar plexus level, where we will, and so each level we're opening, activating, and balancing the chakra. Solar plexus is releasing of pride, superiority, inferiority complex, muscle repair if needed. So this is part of the psychic surgery stuff. So kind of as needed, releasing of unneeded fat cells, balancing of fat cells and hormones, male and female organs, toning of skin and muscles, bathing, infusing, rebuilding ethereal bodies and auras with yellow light.
Don't skip any of that. I'm just kidding, Kadri.
They'll take care of it all, Kelly.
No,
I
trust you. Almost feel like we should be on the Golf Channel talking really quietly in between each one. These people are gonna tune in mid-show and go, what are they doing?
The grass is growing.
The grass is growing.
It's grown a little bit.
The wind is just this perfect.
I think we have to do this in British accents, though.
You should do German and I'll do a terrible British.
Oh, gosh.
Okay, that level is done. Now the heart level, where if needed, receive a heart transplant or lungs transplant. Infusion of courage, optimism, acceptance, understanding, self-love, and self-forgiveness. Activating, opening, and balancing the chakra. Balancing, infusing, rebuilding all organs, ethereal bodies, and auras with green light.
I'm just seeing and feeling this bright emerald green color.
Green. Green is good.
Okay, you just did a hum.
I think they're taking down a heart wall on you, Brian.
Wow.
Yeah.
Anything else with that?
Well, when they take down the heart wall, they'll usually wrap your heart in a little blanket. to kind of, because it seems really, when I had a heart wall taken down and I felt very raw and open, and so they kind of wrap it with a little cushion so you don't feel so like vulnerable for a while.
I'm seeing like the swaddle that they send the babies home with from the hospital around his heart.
Yeah. Yeah. They're like making sure that you don't feel too, because it's going to feel different for you.
Beautiful.
If I have any like plaque in my arteries or anything, could we just scrubbing bubbles those out? Just little request. Oh, I just got quieted. I just got a little hush. Would you tell your guys we're on a radio show, so I have to do a little talking and I'm not doing it out of disrespect? Now they're laughing at me.
They're giving you a new heart, Kelly.
Great.
Archangel Michael. Okay, they're like, yeah, we got to finish this up. Okay, thank you so much. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. All right, we're done with the heart level. Now the throat level is releasing of all limiting beliefs, releasing of fears, sadness, grief, suppressed wishes and desires, regrets, dead or dying dreams. Infuse you with joy, gratitude, abundance, spontaneity, laughter, delight, twinkling humor, rebuild and bathe in turquoise light.
That's all going to go really well with no wall around my heart.
Yes.
Brian, I see you floating in a beautiful ocean with the turquoise water.
Hmm. Happy place.
And it's very clearly it's salt water and you're buoyant and you're looking up at the sky and it's this beautiful day and you're just feeling free. Your arms are outstretched and you're just like totally open in the water, just floating. And you don't have any like devices or anything around you. You're just immense in this beautiful, and it's the turquoise water. And I forget where in the world like the turquoise water is, but that's where you're at.
All right, throat level is done. Third eye is rebuilding of nerves, bones, skin, muscle, tissues, fascia, dental, all autoimmune responses balanced, underlying causes of any and all pain healed, wounds healed, spine straightened, eyes happy, gene replacement if needed, limbs replaced if needed or rebuilt as needed, psychic surgery as needed, infused with inner wisdom, bathe and heal all ethereal bodies and auras in deep blue light. As well as, of course, opening and balancing each of the chakras as I go up. The other thing that the guides have taught me is to, there's a thing called biogeometric signatures, and there's actually biogeometric signature jewelry. And I thought, oh man, I want to get my hands on some of that. And they said, you don't need to, because we can put them in. So I always ask that the angels place any and all biogeometric signatures into my client so that they are permanently placed so that you may utilize them whenever needed. So for example, Kelly or Brian, let's say Kelly had a headache and she could say, angels, please activate the proper biogeometric signatures for this headache, and it would take care of it. So you will both have the biogeometric signatures, any and all, in your bodies permanently for the rest of the time on this earthly plane. And you may activate them for whatever is needed. Does that make sense?
Yep. So we ask, please activate.
Yeah, the proper biogeometric signatures for blank, whatever is your issue. Headache, stomachache, backache. All right, that level is done. Now the crown level is the focused mind healing part. So it'll be balancing of right and left brain, clearing of pineal glands where they meet the spine 1 through 9, clearing of the master glands where the hypothalamus meets the pituitary and the pineal and the left hemisphere and the right hemisphere. So all glands and tubes, clearing of any sleep disorders, underlying root causes, balancing and restoration of dream state, releasing of all nightmares, horrors, all bathed in white light, infusion of oneness, harmony, peace, and unconditional love. And what I've learned from these sessions is that everything that I do is on the ethereal realm, and it takes some amount of time to integrate on the physical plane. So I have an example where I did psychic surgery on someone's shoulder who was, I did it distantly, and he had like a torn muscle. And so my angels and guides had me like painting on the muscle again. And so I was like repairing it, and he felt good afterwards, but it wasn't completely healed. And about 3 weeks later, his shoulder has been perfect ever since, hasn't had any issues. So that's my only guide really as to how long, I mean, I think it's probably individual, but that's something of a guide of how long the integration period is from the ethereal realm to the physical realm.
Katri, could I ask in yes. this moment, I've had a couple surgeries. Would this be an appropriate time to ask for particular energy towards?
Yes. Yes. Yeah. Speak it.
She's going back to the bed.
I've had one surgery kind of in the upper regions of my nose, and then two surgeries in the inner right ear, and then one surgery on my right leg and one surgery on my left leg.
Yeah. They're
and
nodding.
A surgery. I got my appendix burst and was removed when I was 8 years old. So oh, all wow. of those.
Okay. Well, they all, the theme here is kind of like, yep, we got it. We know. So yes, that will be, cared for. And so now I'm in the last phase, which is called the restage. So this whole UltraWorks was a download. That was an upgrade and a like a way for me to streamline the works, because I was taking like 2 hours or more trying to clear everyone's stuff. So they gave me this gift of this UltraWorks. So this last phase is called the restage because it is where you're resurrected, rejuvenated, refined, retuned, realigned, reset, and restored. That's why I say it's like a factory reset. Everything is redone. And I just want to be really clear that I don't take the credit for, I mean, I work with angels and ascended masters and source. I'm a conduit. I help them. I witness it. The witnessing is what makes it so on this physical plane. And so we work together, but I leave it up to them for your highest and greatest good, kind of similar to Reiki, where I don't direct the Reiki. It does what it needs to do. What are you both sensing right now? Anything?
I just got a very bright beam of white, yellowish light, like kind of right in the middle of my face.
Mm-hmm. That's really cool. My hands are on fire.
Oh, I believe it. And I'm feeling my fourth chakra area, heart, chest, all that, just like scrubbing bubbles still.
Where are we at for time, Kelly?
We have a lot of time. You have like 8 minutes left.
Perfect, because I do want to talk a little at the end. So the stage is just finishing up. Thank you, thank you, thank you so much, everyone, for assisting Kelly and Brian today. I give great, great thanks for this and more, for this and more, for this and so much more. All right, the restage is finished. All right.
I just got a little dizzy.
Yeah, you might be.
Ooh.
I'm grounding you both. These are your ankles.
Mm-hmm.
And I recently was ignited to holy fire. So I also put the holy fire flame around you both. So as with any energy work, you may have a healing detox, lots of water. You may have strange pains. You may start crying. You may have purging from either end. You may have any number of weird symptoms and things. When I first experienced it, it was kind of like, oh my gosh, am I going backwards? You know, don't worry. It's got to come up to be released. And it can kind of not be so fun sometimes, but, just know that you're releasing a lot of past life stuff. I mean, a lot of baggage from this life, other lives. And so just be really, really gentle with yourself. And, you might be really tired, you know, just treat yourself like a little child that just needs love and care.
Sign me up for that class.
Yeah, absolutely.
Do you have any more questions about the ultra works?
I'd be curious, you know, you had a few personal insights that you shared throughout, but I'd love to hear myself, but I'd love for our audience to hear what that experience was like for you, you know, just as the human conduit for that, that process, that session, if you could kind of talk through what it was like for you, that would be awesome.
Yeah, absolutely. So as I said before, the works, the first works, this is the ultra works, was where I was, you know, here's my sheet and I was writing, I got two sides of it and I was writing down, you know, going through each part of this myself. And so when I do it this way with the ultra works, I am only witnessing what's necessary for you to know. Like, you don't get as much detail as when I did the works, but the fact of the matter is a lot of people don't necessarily care about that. They just want to be clear, you know, they just want to feel better. And so I love the detail of, you know, oh, contract about so-and-so or about this or that, you know, and sometimes I know, sometimes I can't know. That's the other thing is sometimes you don't need to know. The other piece is in this is that your aura was cleansed and repaired. Your pineal gland was cleared. I think that was the only things I didn't mention. So for me, while I'm doing it, I'm just like feeling this surge of Reiki energy coming through me. And often I just feel all this energy around me, these beings. I mean, I get really cold. I feel them brushing against me. They're all like doing their thing, you know. They only give me a picture when necessary. Like they needed me to tell you that you had a heart wall that came down, you know, or that Kelly got a new heart, you know? So, it's just been a wonderful gift to have this where I don't have to, it's like, I just trust that all this is getting done rather than this, like, you know, going through each little step and writing it down. And it was because I go, you know, if I were to do it, you know, the hour and a half that I normally do, I'm in a trance state. And so it was really challenging for me to come out of the trance state and write down these things. And so this was a super big gift. And so I have an apprentice, Olga, who I've been teaching all of these things to, and she actually is, she got the download of this gift. And so, you know, but I had to learn all the steps and how to do each one separately first, which was, you know, and I feel like they gave them to me, my guides and angels and ascended masters and source gave me these like little master classes where, okay, today you're going to learn how to clear a UTI. And then, you know, they give me someone who has a UTI and they're like, okay, this is, you're going to go do this. And then they show me how to do it. And then the next day, literally a person who has the exact same thing, I get to practice again, has a UTI, you know? So it was like that. It was like showing me just, okay, now you're going to learn how to do this. You're going to learn how to do this. And it all started with just doing Reiki. And then one day they said, you're going to learn psychic surgery now. And they showed me. So it's definitely unique for everyone. So I may get more details for someone else. If they need to know about their past life contracts or something, but, really it's just a like, let's just wipe the slate clean so you can all move on with your lives and move to 5D, you know, like, let's just do that.
Wow. Well, that was a very, very special experience. And I can only say that however this was taken in by whoever is listening, I hope that there was an experience that got you curious around what this could be like for you. And really know that even though we're in different places and we're tuning in virtually, that this really, really works. I haven't sneezed all day, and we were in the first segment talking about releasing those types of things, and I sneezed and it just happened. And there were multiple other experiences of heat and vibration. And, you know, Kelly, I don't know if there was one sensation that you felt that you could talk about, but it was very, very, very real.
Oh, absolutely. And I just kept seeing dialing in every single step and level. I just saw a lot of scrubbing bubbles, which is, I'm a pitcher girl. And then the heart, in the next segment, I want to ask you about the hole, because that was probably the best heart transplant, you know, ever. Like, right? That's what we should put the show. Kelly gets a new heart, right? You know, it was just like, oh yeah, Kelly, you're getting a new heart. Like,
too
right?
bad we missed Valentine's
Day. Yeah, too bad we... It's all good. Okay, you guys, that was beautiful. Thank you, Katri.
You're so welcome.
And I love how grateful you are. That's one thing that I did observe, is that you're constantly in gratitude throughout the whole process. This is the Being Curious show with Kelly and Brian, Brian and Kelly and Katri. And we will be back. Okay, you guys. I don't know how the next 8 minutes are going to go. Just saying it. Just laying it right out there for everybody. Brian, anything you want to share before we ask Katri for what she did to us?
What came to me was that old, we had this funny saying growing up, when someone, like, if there was a guy or girl that you liked, you would say, oh, Kelly's like Campbell's soup. She's good. And so I was just thinking, Katri and her gifts are like Campbell's soup. They are good.
Oh, that's how so I'm feeling cute. Right now. I'd love to see like 10-year-old Brian. Oh,
so that flashed into my head. There was, when I was a kid, we have a place up in Canada that we'd go for vacations. And we used to go up there a couple weeks every summer. And there was a girl there that I met at like the local pool or whatever. And I was probably 11 or 12. And she made me a tape about all the, she like gave me this tape on my last day and said, listen to this on the way home. This was back when we had cassette tapes.
She made you a mixtape?
She made me a mixed cassette tape, and she put perfume on it. And her opening line was, Brian, you're like Campbell's soup. You're good. So that stuck with me. And for whatever reason, I brought it back right now.
Katri, I think that's probably like the highest compliment. I think that's what I'm pulling from Brian, is he's giving you just this beautiful, yes. Like.
That's what it's meant to be.
Wow.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
So Katri, as we wrap up our time together today, talk about what can be kind of maybe not expected, but the environment of the aftermath of working with you, or what Kelly and I should be looking to kind of experience, and
Because again, we've really given everyone a really kind of complete picture of what it could be like to work with you. So just kind of complete that. And then if there's anything that you feel compelled to share that might just be timely or universal or, you know, something that you wanted to leave our audience with, please go for it.
Absolutely. So as I said before, with any energy work, you can experience kind of a detox. And so people get worried sometimes when they call me back and they're like, man, my ankle hurts even worse than it did, you know, and I'm like, don't worry about it. It's clearing. It's almost like you can feel the clearing. And so even when people lay on the quantum resonance bed, you can feel the stuff getting cleared. And so sometimes it's not the most comfortable thing, but it's over soon. And so, you know, you could have emotional ups and downs. You could have purging. You could literally have all over body aches. I mean, it depends on how much trauma you're releasing. I mean, I have had extensive amounts of trauma that I need to release. And so, you know, I might feel like I have the downright flu kind of, you know, like my whole body hurts. And that's just a sign, you know, you just need to rest. And so tons of water. But one thing that came to me actually yesterday as I was working on releasing kind of an original wound for my soul is that psychic surgery is essentially, so this is all psychic surgery in a nutshell, right? And psychic surgery is essentially rewriting the story of the situation of that lifetime. And so we were programmed to think that we can't change the past, but I'm sorry, we can. We can clear these old wounds. So because, you know, like this original wound that my guides are like, you got to go back and clear this. It, once you clear that original wound, all the rest falls away, right? So anything like it, down, it's done, right? And so the most amazing thing that my guides told me when I, and actually I've been channeling this other group as well. And one of the things that they told me that really has stuck with me is nothing is impossible. They said nothing is impossible. And so this is that, you know, nothing's impossible. You need a new heart? Okay. We can do that now, you know? And it's all about, because as you have, let's say you have the altar works, it's going to peel those layers away of the past life baggage, of the this life baggage. And the more you peel them, the more your vibration raises, the more your vibrational set point raises until you are finally at the point where you're primarily living at love or above. That's where synchronicity happens. That's where miracles happen. And so the other piece that happened is that I learned, so more recently, as my guides have just been, you know, giving me these master classes, like here's a little more. And it's like, I've learned that I can do, like the 3D paradigm is like, it's got to be hard. It's got to take a long time, but that's not true. I mean, I can do the ultra works on a group of people even, you know? And so it's so amazing to me that it doesn't have to be hard. We've just been programmed to think everything has to be hard.
That's really powerful when you think about it, like, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. So and just, so let's, yes. Oh, I'm sorry.
No, I was just going to say, let's make this really easy.
Yeah.
What's the best way to get in touch with Katri, Kelly?
Katri, you can tell us.
Oh, what's your? I was going to say etherealreunions.org.
etherealreunions.org. My number's on there. My email's on there. Reach out to me. I'm in Duluth, Minnesota.
Is the best thing for people to call, text? Is that how you like to, or is your a booking, or what's best for you?
Well, because I'm such a busy parent, I've just shoot me an email or call me or text me. Either way works fine. It's really amazing that I can work around my kiddos. And so I'm so thankful for that. And, so yeah, just reach out and I'll be happy to help you. And, you know, distance is no, you know, you can stay at your house or you can come in my office if you want to experience the quantum resonance bed. And so I know that for some people that's kind of maybe hard to wrap your head around, but it's because we're all one, guys. So, you know, we're all connected. And so that's where with our intention. And I think that we all forgot. And actually, that kind of leads nicely into this message that the 33 Sisters of the Rose wanted to share with all of you today. And it's kind of short, but may I read it now? Is that okay?
We do have very like quickly. 15 seconds, so go for it.
Okay. Remember who you are. You are a multidimensional being having a physical experience. Your creativity is your power. Your heart is your generator. You are limitless and powerful. Just try and remember who you are. Just try and feel into the lives you've lived. Just set the intention to tap into your authentic self. Ask that your sacred heart be opened now. Many of you don't realize you have so much support. Call upon your spiritual entourage to assist. They just wanted everyone to know that, like, you just got to call. You just got to ask. If you don't ask, we're in a free will planet. You got to ask.
Okay.
And you will be helped.
Okay, everybody, the power of asking. Katri, etherealreunions.org. Check it out. Be curious. And we'll let you know how we integrate. This will be an interesting one. Katri, thank you so much for being on today.
Thank you.
On behalf of Kelly and Brian, Brian and Kelly and Katri, we're always curious. Thank you for joining us today. We'll see you soon.